everyone. It feels so nice to be back on this BIMA. Thank you. As many of you know, the last 3 months I've been on maternity leave, and I had a little boy named Zachary Dove, and he's now about 3.5 months old. Thank you. And as I was thinking about what to say this morning on this Shabbat, in essence, my first Shabbat back on this Bima, I recalled one of the sermons I gave about 4 years ago on Rosh Hashanah. You see, that Rosh Hashanah was the first one after having been ordained as a rabbi, and it was my first High Holy Days after recently being married and becoming a wife. And so I remember speaking about names. How, in a sense, I was used to navigating the world as a daughter and as a sister, and for many, many years as a student. But that year in particular, I had to learn what it means to acquire new names. In that sense, wife and rabbi. And it was a complicated year, and it continues to be complicated years. As I realized, when you acquire a new name, it means also acquiring new hopes, disappointments, questions, some answers, and many new dreams. And so when I thought about now, in this past week, returning to Sinai, in a sense, I felt a little different about the acquisition of my name. You see, I know that whether or not I step foot inside the synagogue or not, I'm a rabbi. But it is different coming back after maternity leave and thinking about how to balance those two names once again, rabbi and mother. For me, it's those names, rabbi and mother. But I know that every single person here in the congregation can fill in the blank with your own names. What names are you trying to balance on a daily basis? What names do you feel as if you acquire and reacquire all of the time? I know that you can think of your own. And so I decided to go on a little search throughout our tradition to see if I could find some guidance. How do you balance the acquisition of a name renewed? And I found a hint of an answer in the Midrash. You see, we learn that God takes this form of mud, this lifeless mass, and breathes life into it. And what does the mass become? It becomes Adam. God breathes into his nostrils, Nishmat Kol Chai, this essence of holy breath, also sometimes translated as the soul. And while that's beautiful enough, the Midrash goes on to say that every single night, God speaks, God whispers to our Nishmat Kol Chai. God whispers to our soul and says, wake up. It's time to start your life anew. And when I read that, I realized that's exactly what we go through on a daily basis. When we wake up, it's as if we are given our names one more time. But now, it has a different sense of meaning. When we wake up and realize the names that we hold in our hands, it's as if they are imbued with the Spirit of God. You, I hope, already know how blessed I feel to be one of your rabbis. It is such a pleasure to be back here at Sinai Temple. But now I realize that I don't have to always ask the question, how do I balance this name or this name? Rather, the question that I plan on asking, and I hope that you do too, is how do we do justice to our names? If they're filled with the holiness of God's Spirit, then how do I give those names the meaning that they deserve? So as one of your rabbis, as a daughter, a granddaughter, a wife, a mother, I know I can go on and on with different titles. I will live each and every day holding those names within my soul, waking up realizing they're infused with the Spirit of God. May each of us be blessed with our changing, growing, adapting, holy names. Amen.